Good morning, MGTOW men. Shane Hansen versus Al-Anon part two. God, I've gained weight and it's from sitting in front of the fucking computer for a couple of months. You know, just being embroiled in all this legal shit. Yeah. So what's happened is so the weight gain, oh, you got fat. Ugh. A lovely Jabba the Hutt chin. Wonderful. Ho 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 ho. Yeah, fuck that. So what I'm doing is I don't like the women in, like, see, with Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous and that, you get all these fucking head cases and all their bullshit, and they relapse and die, you know. They just go back out using, they'd rather cop out and bail out than fucking work it out, you know. And with Al-Anons, they just sort of drift in, and they're as crazy as all fuck. And women have a disproportionately high issues of, you know, oh, I'm married to a husband, he's a drunk, he's a terrible man, you know, but they never say anything about what sort of cunts they are, you know. And they're always talking about, it's the family, alcoholism is a family disease. It's the disease. It's the disease is responsible for what's going wrong in our family, you know. Oh, the disease of alcoholism, alcoholism, the family disease. Oh, we've suffered with this disease, you know. And, you know, I just think you fucking lying cunts. I'm so tired of listening to your fucking bullshit. It's not the disease, you know. It's you. You know, and in the whole picture comes the family of origin issues, the cultural issues, the, you know, the feminist Nazi fucking bullshit, you know, the, oh, fuck, I'm a victim, oh, he's a man, it's, look what he's done to us, you know, never mind what you've done to him and the kids, you know. You know, and if you want to see an Al-Anon meeting explode like a fucking hand grenade, just talk about, you know, let's talk about, you know, how all the women of Al-Anon and how they're molesting their own and other people's children and how they're beating the kids and how they're starting most of the fights in the fucking home, you know, and what just psychotic cunts they are to live with. Let's discuss that and you'll see, you know, you'll see giant steel fucking shutters drop faster than you can fart, you know, they're bang, bang, bang. Denial. I'm a woman, I'm a victim, you know. And you can't talk about that. You'll upset people, you know. So most of the women in Al-Anon are just totally full of shit, you know. The denial, the lying, the covering up. And it's that sort of, you know, female trait of where women don't want to take responsibility, they don't want to be held accountable, and they don't like being held responsible for what they do. So they're, oh, it's the fucking disease, alcoholism, the family disease. It's the fault of the disease, not me. No, never, never, never. You know. So that's why Al-Anon is just full of fucking psychos and crazies. And just pathological fucking liars, you know. And if you want to get any sort of recovery, don't go there, you know. There are some people who are really working on their shit, but they're kind of in this extreme sort of minority, you know. And, oh, you gorgeous boy. With your 10,000 volt tail. Oh, you should see Jack. I'm giving him a good kiss. I'm giving him a good kiss and a good cuddle and a love how his tail pokes up straight up in the air like a big flagpole. He's gorgeous, aren't you, mate? There you go. Hey, Jack. Yeah. You're beautiful. Oh, you're gorgeous. Oh, you're such a good cat. You're such a good cat. Mm, right? Aren't you? Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's what cats do, is they don't go up and give each other sort of handshakes, you know, like, how are you doing? They touch faces, you know. So when you go up and you rub faces, it's a very good sign of affection and greeting and caring and intimacy and stuff, you know. And, you know. Giving them a kiss and a cuddle, scratch. Oh, you look at that face. Oh, aren't you gorgeous? Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah, just cross your eyes. Oh, oh, yes. Oh, Jack. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, fuck, that's good. Oh, oh. And they're funny things to scratch. Because you think they sort of, you're about to poke their eye out. You know, you're about to poke their eye out or scratch their eye out, and they just lean in harder around, you know, just about poking their fucking eye out, which is just, oh, fuck yeah. Oh, what a good cat. What a good scratch. You're gorgeous, aren't you, hey? Yeah. You're beautiful. You're a good cat. I love you so much. Yeah. Oh, you're lovely. You're beautiful. So that's Jack the cat getting a scratch. Yeah, it's nice affection with cats. It is. So anyway, so back to those broomstick riding bitches of Al-Anon. They're fucked. Oh, I think most of them haven't seen a stiff dick in half a century. You know? Oh, and they're terrible. It's not me, it's not what I do, it's not what I think, it's not how I act. It's not how I treat the other people. It's not all the trouble I cause and how I get on his fucking case and beat the kids and molest the kids and fucking start fights with him. It's the disease. Yeah, fuck 'em. And when the bloody, one of the topics that I've raised is we can talk about, you know, say a relapse in Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous, we can talk about that. Because they, you know, you assume they stop going to meetings or whatever, and they drop out of circulation, and then you sort of see them and they're, oh, mate, have a beer, mate, oh, doing drugs, mate, oh, just, you know, all that shit. But when the Al-Anons, you know, have a fucking relapse, they get carted off to the fucking psych hospital, you know, strapped down to a bloody, you know, strapped down to a trolley and then fucking carted off to the psych hospital and placed on antipsychotics, you know. Fuck. After me doctor and I onto antidepressants. Oh. You know. And they're also fucked and they all, like feminists, like the shithead retarded cunts of feminists, they all back each other up on being fucking idiots, assholes, losers, and covering up, you know. Oh, well, you can't tell me. Oh, it's an oppression by the patriarchal. Unite, sisters. Unite against the patriarchy, you know. Fucking rather than, you know, if you don't stop this shit and, you know, start dealing with your issues, you're going to go under, you know. You know, they just fuck them, you know. They really are that stupid. You know, women are fucking stupid, and highly dysfunctional women are psychotic and fucking stupid, you know. You know, Jesus. I'll end this here. It's getting late. Bye.